From North State Public Radio, I'm Sarah Bohannon with your headlines for Monday, June 3rd. Butte County is having a difficult time hiring employees across several departments and offices. Also, cars may soon be absent from Lower Bidwell Park on weekends, and it's Pride Month in Chico. We'll have more on those stories coming up in just a few minutes. But first, a man convicted of shooting one person to death and injuring multiple others on a Greyhound bus in Oroville 2 years ago was sentenced to life in prison on Friday. Asadi Coleman was found guilty of killing Karen Dalton. He also shot three others, including Dalton's 11-year-old daughter. During the trial, victims described having recurring nightmares or continuous pain since the incident. According to the Butte County District Attorney's Office, Coleman was determined to have antisocial and narcissistic personality disorders. He was given the maximum sentence of 74 years and 8 months to life. Staying in Butte County, attracting qualified candidates to work for the county has been tough in recent years. As NSPR's Eric Adams reports, some departments hope incentives will do the trick.
Low salaries for deputy district attorneys have been a hiring roadblock for the county's DA's office. But recently implemented hiring bonuses of up to $30,000 may have pushed more people to apply. 6 weeks into offering the sign-on bonuses, DA Mike Ramsey says the office has received more applications than in all of 2023.
So you see that there's obviously some interest there, and hopefully the interest that we were trying to generate.
Ramsey says having fewer attorneys isn't sustainable, and his office can't investigate as many cases thoroughly.
We used to have, about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, we had 28 full-time deputy district attorneys. We're down to 21 right now.
In recent months, county supervisors have approved bonuses to stimulate hiring for other county agencies as well. Behavioral Health is offering $10,000 sign-on bonuses. Still, Director Scott Connelly says one issue getting in the way of filling positions is the lack of candidates.
There's not enough social workers, marriage and family therapists, psychiatrists, nurses coming out of school to meet the growing need of behavioral health care.
Connelly says it might be too early to tell whether the bonuses are working, but he's hoping they get people interested.
Our goal is to have people come work for us, fall in love with our job and the location, and not leave.
Along with low salary issues, county leaders offering incentives cite the rise of remote work and increased housing costs after the campfire as some reasons for the struggle to fill open positions. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Moving to the Chico City Council, the council will consider banning cars on busy days from parts of Lower Bidwell Park at its meeting tomorrow. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Those walking or biking through Lower Bidwell Park may not need to worry about sharing the road with cars on the weekends. Members of the Chico City Council will consider a proposal from member Tom Overbeck to close all roads around the lower part of the park to motorized vehicles on weekends and national holidays. He's concerned that increasing pedestrian traffic and cars aren't a good mix for safety reasons. Also on the agenda, the council will take up a request from Mayor Andrew Coolidge to transfer a bike and pedestrian path to Chico State. The bike path is located along the Union Pacific Railroad tracks, and the pedestrian path runs from Highway 32 to the university. The council meets tomorrow evening at 6. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Grass fire season has started in California. Over the weekend, firefighters gained significant ground on the wind-driven Corral fire that has scorched thousands of acres about 60 miles east of San Francisco. The fire burned down one home and forced residents to flee the area near the city of Tracy. CAL FIRE said the fire started Saturday in the grassy hills managed by one of the nation's key centers for nuclear weapons, science, and technology. The research center was not under immediate threat of the blaze. Staying on wildfire, California is having a hard time finding enough firefighters this season. We turn again to NSPR's Ken Duvall for more.
Low pay, physically strenuous work, and sometimes dangerous conditions deter many would-be applicants. According to reporting by the Sacramento Bee, CAL FIRE is in need of more than 100 hand crews than it's budgeted for. These crews are the backbone of wildland's fire suppression. Additionally, the paper reports there's also a shortage of inmate crews due to sentencing reforms that have reduced prison populations. In the past, firefighting agencies have sometimes had help from the National Guard and from other Western states through reciprocal agreements. There have been several proposals in the last few years to raise firefighter pay to help fill out the ranks. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
An excessive heat warning starts in the North State for the Valley and foothills tomorrow. Triple digits are expected through Thursday. The National Weather Service says despite the hot weather, rivers are still running cold and fast due to snowmelt, creating dangerous conditions. This week's heat warning comes as record heat last year killed more people in the U.S. than it had in 45 years. An analysis of federal data by the Associated Press found that excessive heat played a role in more than 2,300 deaths last summer. With May already breaking heat records, experts told the AP that this summer could be even deadlier. They predict excess heat will continue to climb in the future due to climate change. And lastly, Pride Month kicked off over the weekend, and Chico will be joining in on the celebration. NSPR's Ava Norgrove has more.
The federal government officially recognized Pride in 1999, honoring the June 1969 Stonewall Uprising in New York City. Chico's Stonewall Alliance Center is celebrating all month by hosting a series of events. The kickoff party was this weekend. Later this week, it's Dungeons & Dragons at the Commons. And on Saturday, there's a variety show at Naked Lounge. Other businesses throughout the community will also be hosting events throughout the month. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.
And those are your headlines for Monday, June 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more stories, head to mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.